great to see so many native Houstonians in the crowd this morning.
很高兴今天在众人里面看到一些当地的休斯顿人。Native.
Native. There's a few more born here than usual. If you could turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14.
请大家翻到马太福音第十四章。
Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse 21.
十四章马太福音从二十一节开始。
Matthew 14, verse 21.
马太福音十四章二十一节开始。
And there were about 5,000 men who ate, aside from women and children.
吃的人除了妇女孩子约有五千。
Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告，到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
But the boat was already many stadia away from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary.
那是船在海中，阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。
And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear.
门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid."
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus.
耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，往水，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
But seeing the wind, he became afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me."
只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？
And when they got into the boat, the wind stopped.
他们上了船，风就住了。
And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son."
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。
And then a couple more verses in Acts chapter 10.
还有一些章节是在《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10, verses 19 to 21.
使徒行传第十章十九到二十一节。
So Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 19. And while Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are coming looking for you."
《使徒行传》第十章十九节开始，彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你。
But arise, go downstairs and accompany them without misgivings, for I have sent them myself.
起来，下去，和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。
And Peter went down to the men and said, "Behold, I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for which you have come?"
于是彼得下去见那些人，说，我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故？
And then in verse 23, and so he invited them in and gave them lodging, and on the next day he arose and went away with them, and some of them, brethren from Joppa, accompanied him.
第二十三节，彼得就请他们进去住了一宿，次日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。
Let's have another further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do come to you this morning.
主啊，我们是来到你面前。
We're so thankful, Lord, that you come and you come and meet us.
主啊，我们感谢你是你来遇见我们。
Lord, we do ask that you would Open our eyes this morning that we would see Jesus.
我们的祈求就是今天早上开我们的眼，让我们看见耶稣。
And Lord, no matter what is spoke, that we would hear from Jesus.
主啊，不论我们听到什么，我们只愿听到耶稣。
Lord, we do want to be those that respond to your call and that come to you.
我们愿意成为那些听到你呼召而且来跟随你的人。
That you might shine forth your glory and that you might be worshipped.
你的荣耀可以在我们身上彰显，愿意你得荣耀。
Have mercy and speak to us this morning.
愿意你怜悯我们，向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning we want to briefly talk about walking in the light of vision.
今天早上我们要来讲，就是在启示的光中来行。
And that vision would be Christ Jesus.
这个启示，这个意象就是耶稣基督。
So we often speak of this kind of mysterious concept we call vision.
我们经常讲到这个概念，就是这个词叫做异象。
And then in the Bible, in Proverbs chapter 29, we see that without vision, the people perish or they're unrestrained.
在箴言第29章那里面讲到，如果民没有异象，就要放肆。
So vision really in its simplest form is...What we see and how it influences our actions.
异象在最简单的解释里面，就是我们看见之后来影响我们生活的。
So vision really conveys something beyond just what we physically see or glance at.
所以这个异象表达的是超过我们在物质的眼睛所能看见的。
And it's not just a dream or a thought or an idea.
不光只是一个梦境，或者只是一个心里的主意。
But when we talk about vision, it means to really process what we see and start to understand some aspect of it.
异象讲到我们不光接受了一些，而且我们在那里来经过处理之后，对我们有影响。
So even though we don't fully understand it, vision has some depth, some length, some texture to it.
虽然我们不能完全理解，但异象呢，有它的深度，有它的广度，而且有它的构成。
So there's always a context and a setting to it.
而且它总有它的背景，有它的环境。
And then it's not just a knowledge, but vision results in action or response.
不光只是一个知识，如果有异象的话，在后面会有回应，会有行动。
So if we see something that really doesn't influence our behavior or our actions, that's really not true vision.
那如果我们说到一个异象却没有让我们的生活行动有被影响的话，那就不是异象。
So then what is spiritual vision?
那属灵的异象是什么呢？
Really in its simplest form, spiritual vision is seeing Jesus.
在最简单的解释里面，属灵的异象就是看见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus at the very center of everything.
我们愿意看到耶稣是在所有的事情的中心。
But we also want to see Jesus as the circumference of everything.
我们也要看到耶稣就是我们周围的环境。
To see a vision of God is to see Jesus because he is the perfect reflection of what's on the Father's heart.
如果我们要看到关于神的意象，那就是耶稣，因为他就是父亲本体的真相。
To see a vision of the church is to see Jesus because he is head of the church.
你要看到关于教会的意象，那也是耶稣，因为他就是教会的头。
And to see a vision of God's eternal purpose is to see Jesus because he is the very center of what is on the Father's purpose.
那如果要看到关于神永远旨意的意象，也是耶稣，因为他就是父亲的心意。
So in other words, when we see Jesus, then we see everything else in the right perspective.
或者说，如果我们看见耶稣的话，那所有的事情都对了。
We see what's on God's heart, and then everything else begins to have some understanding.
如果我们看到神的心意在哪里，那对我们周围的一切事，我们都会有一个对的理解。
We start to see the form, the value, the substance of things in light of God's eternal purpose.
我们就看到在神永远的旨意里面，所有的事情，它的价值，它的实质到底是什么。
And when we see Jesus, we see his worthiness, his kingship.
我们看到耶稣就看到他所配得的，看到他的那个王权。
When we see Jesus, we also see the body of Christ.
我们看到耶稣，也看到就是他的身体。
And we see that payment for sin that makes every brother or sister a saint.
我们也看到因着他所付的代价，每一个弟兄姐妹都成为圣徒。
And when we look at Jesus, we see the entire world as potential gospel friends.
如果看到耶稣的话，那我们看到任何一个世人都看到他们是福音朋友。
Because Jesus came to die for all and release all from the bondage of sin.
因为耶稣他来是为众人而死，他是让我们众人从这个罪里面可以被解救出来。
And that is how we learn to love the sinner, but not the sin.
所以让我们可以爱罪人，但却不是这个罪。
So when we see Jesus, we are compelled to respond.
如果看到耶稣的话，我们会被激励来回应的。
And in these days, we must see Jesus.
在这些日子的话，我们更需要来看见耶稣。
So this morning, we want to take a look briefly at this story of Peter when he and the disciples saw Jesus.
所以今天我们来看一看这个简短的故事，彼得跟门徒们是怎样看见耶稣的。
And we want to glean some insights into what does it mean to walk in the light of the vision of Jesus.
那我们来瞥见一点，就是看到怎样是在这个异象的光中行走。
So let's put the story in context first.
现在我们先来讲讲这个故事的背景。
Jesus had actually just performed another miracle in feeding the 5,000.
耶稣刚刚行完一个神迹，就是喂饱了五千人。
And the disciples had actually participated in this miracle.
这些门徒都在这个神迹里面有份。
So even in their weak and in their unbelieving state, they had been a participant in this miracle of feeding the multitude.
虽然他们小信，他们软弱，但他们却在这个喂饱五千人的神迹里面参与了。
As a matter of fact, initially, the Lord told them to feed the multitude.
其实在开始的时候，主耶稣说，你们来喂饱这些人。
And they expressed to the Lord, this was somewhat unreasonable.
在外面来看，似乎是完全不讲道理了。
There was not enough resources for them to meet that need.
因为他们没有这样的资源来满足这样的要求。
And in fact, it was impossible.
其实是不可能的事。
And then, in admitting that impossibility, the Lord was then able to work and reveal something of Himself.
但就是在这个不可能的光景里面，主耶稣启示了他自己。
They were now open to receive that instruction.
他们在那里就可以来接受从神来的指示。
And the Lord actually gave the instruction to the disciples. He told the disciples to have all the people sit down.
然后主就把这个指示给了门徒，让这些门徒去叫众人坐下。
So the Lord did not start yelling and try to get the whole crowd's attention.
主耶稣没有说自己在那里大声喊叫说来听我。
But rather he instructed the disciples and the disciples then carried forth and instructed the multitude.
是他先指示门徒，然后门徒再来跟这些众人来组织。
So while it was all really performed by the life of Christ, it wasn't him physically trying to do everything himself.
这些工作其实都是从主的生命而出的，但不是他自己来执行，是这些门徒们。
And then as the Lord ministered to the body and his disciples,
当主来服侍他的自己的身体，服侍这些门徒的时候，
they then ministered to one another and they ministered to the larger crowd.
是这些门徒彼此服侍，也来服侍众人。
And that's really the result of obedience to the vision.
这就是当有人向着异象来顺服的时候发生的。
When we respond to the vision the Lord has given us,
如果我们对着主给我们的异象有回应的话，
And we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus,
如果我们把我们的眼目注目在主耶稣身上的话，
Then the gospel is preached.
那福音就会被传扬。
The body is built up and we grow in Christ.
身体就会被建立，我们就会在基督里面长进。
But none of those things are the focus. The focus is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
但这些事还不是我们的焦点，我们所要注目的是主耶稣自己。
And when the focus is Jesus, then he is rightfully glorified and he is worshipped.
如果耶稣成为焦点的话，那他就会被荣耀。
Now at this time we remember the Lord was in human form on this earth.
那在这个故事里面，我们记得主耶稣是作为人的样式在这个地上。
But he had been growing in relationship with the Father, and he had some vision of what the Father, or insight into the Father as the provider.
但他却是与父亲亲近，他与父亲有这么亲密的关系，他知道父亲所要供应的是什么。
And so he saw in this situation that Jehovah, the Father God, was the provider.
所以在这个这么大的需要面前，他看到父神就是一切的供给。
And so as he ministered this to his disciples, even though they didn't fully understand what he was, where he was coming from,
所以当他这样来也来服侍门徒的时候，他知道自己该做什么。
They were able to minister that then unto the multitude, believers, unbelievers, those just curious about who the Lord was.
然后这些门徒就可以服侍众人，有信主的，有不信主的，还有甚至带着好奇的心来看的。
And so then we remember the Lord broke the five loaves and the two fish, and he gave it to the disciples.
然后我们记得主耶稣是把五饼二鱼拨开了，递给门徒们。
And then the disciples gave that to the multitude.
然后门徒们再传递给众人。
Now after they had all eaten, the Lord directed them to collect what was left over.
当这个吃完之后，主耶稣让这些门徒去收取那些零碎。
And as they gathered the remainder, they had 12 baskets full.
剩下的零碎收起来有十二篮这么多。
More than they had even started with.
甚至比他们开始的时候那些食物还要多。
So the disciples were even part of this miracle unfolding right before their very eyes.
所以这些门徒们在眼前看到了这个神迹是怎么样实现的。
And it was a miracle that was beyond scientific explanation.
是完全超乎科学的解释。
There are times we see the Lord work miracles, and it's really things that we can explain scientifically, even though it's miraculous.
有的时候我们看到主耶稣所行的这些神迹都不是科学能解释的。
But here we see the Lord work something out that it just the math does not add up.
那我们就看到主耶稣在这里所行的神迹。
And that brings us to our passage this morning and a miracle the Lord works that again is beyond scientific explanation.
那当时门徒对那个神迹不太了解，但马上又有另外一个神迹在他们眼前。
So this passage we read right after this miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, it says immediately the Lord made the disciples get into the boat.
那这个神迹就是主耶稣在圣经上记载，主耶稣随即就催门徒上船。
And then he sent them to the other side of the lake while he dispersed the multitude.
让门徒先渡到海的那一边，然后等他叫众人散开。
Now, the disciples, as they got into the boat, had to have some sense of waiting, pondering what just happened before their eyes.
这些门徒在船里面一定是在那里等候，而且在心里面在想，下面要发生什么。
And as the Lord gave them instruction to go to the other side, he didn't tell them what to do when they got there.
因为主耶稣让他们到那一边去的时候，没有跟他们讲到那边要做什么。
So there was this sense of waiting for further direction and what the Lord would continue to lead them in.
所以他们其实是在那里等候主下一步的指示。
But what they did know is that the Lord had given them direction to keep moving forward.
但是他们知道一件事，就是主耶稣的指示是让他们继续往前。
So there was no lingering or lounging or just hanging out with the crowd.
所以在那里并没有拖延，也并没有闲懒。这些门徒还继续要向前。
I mean, to just think for a moment of what the crowd might have been thinking now that they were full and they were satisfied.
现在我们来想想这些众人，他们已经吃饱了，也得了满足了，他们在心里想什么？
How the conversation would have quickly even drifted away from the miracle that just happened.
甚至他们之间的谈论可能已经很快从刚刚见到的神迹已经被打岔了。
Perhaps they would have started discussing how to build tents and build a village and let's just sit here and let the Lord continue to feed us forever.
也许他们在那里想，不如我们在这里建一个村子，或者搭一些帐篷，让主耶稣永远的这么来喂饱我们吧。
You know, the Lord, when he works his miracles and when he reveals himself, it's not so that we can just build a house and testify of God's grace to ourselves.
那神如果行了一个神迹让我们得满足之后，并不是让我们就停留在这个神迹这里，让我们自己满足了就停止了。
When Jesus reveals himself, it's not to be kept just to yourself.
当主耶稣给我们看到异象之后，并不是只是我们自己得到这个异象保守了就好了。
When we really see Jesus, he's always working to show us a fuller vision of what's on his heart.
如果我们看到耶稣的话，他的心意总是要把更丰满的意象来赐给我们。
Now perhaps the crowd was also just discussing ways that we need to make this guy king for all the wrong reasons.
也许这些众人在那里讨论，我们应该让这个人做我们的王。
Instead of seeing him as the Son of God, they were wanting to make him an earthly king.
他们没有看到主耶稣是神的儿子，反而他们想到的是让主耶稣在地上做这个地上的君王。
So Jesus had to disperse the crowd.
所以耶稣一定要让众人散开。
They had a glimpse of Jehovah Jireh, their provider.
他们已经瞥见了什么是耶和华以勒，神是我的预备。
But it really was just the beginning of a much bigger vision the Lord wanted to reveal.
但这只是一个更丰满的神的意象启示的开始而已。
So the Lord gives us a revelation. He reveals himself, sometimes in small ways, sometimes in very large ways to us.
神一直是给我们启示，有的时候是在一些小事上，有的时候在一些大事上。
And then as he reveals himself, he sends us out into the world.
当他启示他自己之后，总是把我们差遣到世上。
Now we don't go alone, he places us in the ark.
我们并不是自己单独的而去，他是把我们摆在这个方舟里面。
And although we physically may be in the world, we are in Christ.
虽然我们是活在这个世上，但其实我们是在基督里面。
And here the disciples found themselves in the boat.
在这里我们看到门徒他们自己就是在船上。
But they also found themselves in the middle of a storm and what started to look like a perilous situation to them.
不止这样，他们是在一个风暴里面，在这个风暴里面，他们是非常的危险的。
The storm was growing fiercer, the boat was beginning to shake.
这个风暴是越来的越激烈，而且他们的船也是被这样的摇动。
We get a picture of the waves coming over the top of the boat, perhaps occasionally engulfing the disciples.
也许我们看到一个图画，这些浪越打越大，越过船帮，甚至要吞没这些门徒们。
Picture of how the world often comes and presses in on us.
我们也可以看到这个世界是怎么样这样来四面的压迫我们。
But the world can really only touch in us what is not of Christ.
但是这个世界只能够碰到我们里面不属于基督的那一部分。
And it's really the Lord's love that allows us when we've seen a revelation.
这是神的爱让我们可以看到他的有关他的启示。
That allows some shaking, that allows some disturbance in order to separate what is of the world and what is of Christ.
所以他允许我们周围有这样的摇动，有这样的压迫，就把属基督的跟不属基督的可以分开。
So here the Lord has very purposely sent the disciples into the lake, into the storm.
所以在这里主耶稣是故意让这些门徒进入这个风暴。
And while the disciples are in the boat, we see the Lord Jesus goes to the mountain to pray.
那当门徒在这个风暴里面的时候，我们看到主耶稣是上山祷告。
And we certainly know who he is praying to, but what about what he is praying about?
那我们当然知道主耶稣是向着谁祷告，那他祷告的内容我们了解吗？
We know that he's praying to the Father God.
我们知道他是向着父神来祷告。
Direct personal communication between the Father and the Son.
是父亲与儿子之间这个直接的交通。
To see what's on the Father's heart, he has to converse and have this communication with the Father.
如果要了解父神的心意，他一定要用这样的方式，借着祷告与父神交通。
He knows that he must build this relationship with the Father.
他知道他一定要建立与父亲这样的关系。
He is also looking to the Father to get direction.
而且他仰望他的父亲给他所应得的指示。
But equally important, he's committing every one of these disciples into the hands of the Father.
但同样重要的，他也把这些门徒交在父亲的手里。
This is a beautiful picture of intercessory prayer.
这就是代祷那个美丽的图画。
He's not just praying about things, but he is intervening and putting each one of them into the hands of the Father.
他不光只是为一些事情来祷告，他是借着代祷把这些人摆在神的手中。
Praying until they come in contact with what's on the Lord's heart.
他的祷告就是让这些人也能够摸着什么是神的心意。
We see the Lord tell Peter in Luke chapter 22.
我们也看到主耶稣曾经对彼得在路加福音22章这么讲。
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you.
主说：西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求。
And he specifically tells Peter, I have prayed that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
在那里主说：但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头之后要坚固你的弟兄。
We even see the Lord later tell all the disciples how he's prayed that they will be kept even while they're in the world.
而且后面我们也看到主耶稣为着属于他的这些人祷告，说让父神保守他们在这个世界里。
This is what our high priest is doing for us.
这就是我们的大祭司所做的。
And this is what he is calling us to do on behalf of others.
这也是他呼召我们为我们周围的人所做的。
Because of the finished work on the cross, every believer has both the opportunity and the responsibility to develop that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus.
因着主耶稣在十字架上所成就的，我们每一个信他的人都有这个机会，也都有这个呼召来与我们的神建立这样的关系。
And as we develop that relationship with the Lord Jesus, it puts his body and the world in perspective for us.
当我们这样与主耶稣有连接的时候，他就可以让我们看到在世上我们周围的这些事。
And then we can start to begin to do as the Lord did and pray for one another.
然后我们就可以像主耶稣一样来彼此代祷。
And sometimes we pray for very superficial things or earthly things.
有的时候我们的祈求是一些非常肤浅的、非常属地的事。
But the goal is not just the answer of that earthly aspect of the prayer.
但我们的目的不应该只是在这个祷告里面求得着一些而已。
We may pray for healing, or we may pray for a difficulty in a saint's life.
也许我们是为着医治来祷告，也许是为着生活里面的需要来祷告。
And we do desire for the Lord to come in and provide that healing or that provide life.
没错，我们是在祷告里面祈求，希望神能够带给我们医治跟生活里面的需要。
But the real goal is that the person would come into the presence of the living God.
但真正的需要是我们能够进入这位神他的同在里面。
We pray until they know the loving arms of the Lord Jesus wrapped around them.
我们的祷告就是祷告，直到这些人能够在神他慈爱的膀臂之中。
We want to bring them into seeing Jesus in the situation and not just meeting the need.
我们愿意祷告，让他们能够在这个需要里面能够见到耶稣，不光只是在这个祷告里面得着需要的满足。
And we know they must see Jesus if their faith is not to fail and to be strengthened.
我们知道他们必须要见到耶稣，他们的信心才不会摇动失败。
This is, and we'll do this often personally, but also corporately in prayer.
经常我们是个人这样，而且我们团体也要这样来代求。
This is why we often pray and we'll say we'll pray through a topic together.
所以我们经常在祷告的时候说，我们借着这个题目来祷告。
So several brothers and sisters praying about the same thing back to back.
所以会有几位弟兄姐妹来为这件事情来祷告。
Praying until the Lord answers that and gives direction that he's heard that prayer and gives direction to move to the next topic.
直到我们在这些祷告里面听到神对这个祷告的回应，然后我们再到下面一个题目。
Because the Lord knows exactly what each and every one of us need.
因为神他知道每一个人在这些事上需要到底是什么。
And that's the picture we get up when he's on the mountain. He's very personally, intimately praying for each and every one of the disciples.
这就是我们在主耶稣在山上祷告这个图画里面看见的。他是在一个亲密的关系里面为这些门徒来代求。
And there's quite a wide variety among the disciples.
在门徒里面有许多的不同。
But again, the Lord knows what each and every one of us exactly need.
但神是知道每一个人特别的需要。
So that's really the background.
这就是我们讲到的背景。
So now let's talk about the setting and where the disciples are.
那我们就看到这些门徒他们现在在哪里。
So here they are in the boat and it's the fourth watch of the night.
现在他们在船里，而且是四更天。
The fourth watch is the darkest hour just before the dawn.
这个四更天是在黎明之前最黑暗的时候。
When everything is at its absolute darkest point.
每一件事都是在它最黑暗的那一点上。
Now we know the dawn is just around the corner, but sometimes it seems that things are hopeless and at the darkest hour.
虽然我们知道黎明就要来到了，但是就在那个时候，最黑暗的时候，我们却失去了所有的盼望。
The disciples found themselves in a situation they thought was perilous.
这些门徒觉得他们是在一个非常非常危险的一个境况里。
And that's where we find ourselves today in what is the darkest hour in the end of this age.
其实今天我们也发现自己就是在这么一个黑暗的时代里面。
Now we know the Lord wants to come again.
我们知道主他要快来。
We have the promise, we have the hope, but sometimes it seems very challenging.
我们有应许，也有盼望，但有的时候却觉得很大的挑战。
Sometimes it seems that we are in very desperate and dark times.
有的时候我们真是觉得到了一个绝望黑暗的时候。
And during this fourth watch, it is very critical that we see a vision of Jesus.
所以在这个四更天的时候是非常重要，我们可以看到关于耶稣的异象。
And where we've seen a vision, that we see even a fresh and fuller vision of the Lord Jesus.
不光看到这个异象，而且我们看到是更丰满、更新鲜关于耶稣的异象。
We must keep our eyes fixed on Him.
我们的眼目必须注目在他身上。
That's the only thing that will really carry us through these darkest hours.
因为只有这件事能够让我们经过这个最黑暗的时候。
So here were the disciples, and there were fears, there were questions, there were doubts in the middle of this storm.
所以我们看到这些在风暴里的门徒，他们有焦虑，有疑惑，有失望。
And then the Lord comes, and He so faithfully reveals Himself.
这个时候主耶稣就来，把自己这么信实的启示给他们。
In fact, the Lord never really leaves us.
其实主并没有离开过我们。
But sometimes when He sends us out into the world, we do lose sight of the fact that He's with us.
但有的时候他把我们差遣到这个世上的时候，我们却失去了那个看见，就是他与我们同在。
We become distracted by our circumstances.
我们被周围的事物打搅了。
Sometimes we become distracted even by the blessings of God.
甚至有的时候是因着他对我们的祝福，我们被扰乱了。
Both the good things and the bad things can be equally as distracting.
不管是坏的事或者好的事，都可以让我们困扰。
And both can be equally disastrous when it takes our attention away from the Lord Jesus.
都同样的可以成为一个悲剧，就是让我们的眼目从耶稣身上离开。
Interestingly enough, here in this darkest hour, when the Lord Jesus reveals Himself to the disciples,
那非常有意思的就是，在这个这么黑暗的时候，主耶稣向门徒来显现的时候
，You think their immediate response would be just joy and praising the Lord?
你觉得他们是非常喜乐，在那里赞美神吗
？But instead, their first response is fear.
但是他们的第一个反应是惧怕。
They think the Lord's a ghost.
因为他们觉得主耶稣是鬼怪。
That's what makes this personal relationship and cultivating this relationship so important.
所以这就是为什么与他个人这个亲密的关系，而且来培养这样一个亲密的关系何等重要。
When we do not know the Lord, when we do not understand when He's speaking,
如果我们不了解神，不认识他，不知道是他在对我们说话的时候，
then what should cause us greatest joy sometimes is fearful to us.
那有的时候应该给我们带来喜乐的，却让我们成为非常的惧怕。
We need Jesus to come into every aspect of our life.
我们需要耶稣进到我们生活的每一个方方面面。
But we need to see and understand when He comes in and what He's doing.
当我们需要看见他，而且认识到是他现在进到我们里面。
Sometimes we try to figure out every circumstance or every situation.
有的时候我们是在这项的环境境况里面自己想来搞清楚。
We may even try to take every circumstance and say, well, this is what Jesus is saying. This is what He's saying because of the circumstance.
那而且因着这些要发生的事，在每一个境况里面，我们可能说，这个时候耶稣说了这个话，那个时候耶稣说了那个话。
And we really become focused on the wrong thing instead of focusing back on the Lord Jesus Himself.
那我们就注目在其他不对的事上，没有把眼目注目在耶稣自己身上。
The Lord is working all things together for His purpose for those who love Him.
神是让万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And He will show us how when we keep our eyes fixed upon Him.
如果我们的眼目真的注目在他身上的话，他会让我们看见怎样。
And then as we see Jesus, we need to step forward in faith.
如果我们看见耶稣的话，我们也需要在信心里面迈一步。
We ask the Lord, Lord, if it's you, speak, bring clarity.
所以我们就可以向他来说，主，如果是你，那就叫我到你那里去，让他给我们一个清楚的指示。
Call me to come forward to you.
求主叫我们到他那里去。
The Lord desires to call us.
因为主是非常喜悦来叫我们，来呼召我们。
And he's waiting for us to yearn for that calling.
但是他要等候我们里面，渴慕向着他来呼求。
And it's okay to say, Lord, is this really you?
向着主说，主啊，这是不是你？这件事是没问题的。
But not in a doubting way, but in a way that says, Lord, I need you to clearly show yourself.
但并不是在一个疑惑里面这么讲，而是一个呼求，就是说，在这个情况里面，主啊，我需要你。
The Lord has provided his living word, and when he speaks, he is always consistent with that word.
主已经给我们提供了活的话语，在每一个境况里面，他的行动总是与他的话是相符合的。
So ask the Lord, bring things back to his word, and ask him to verify, to clarify.
所以我们要求主给我们话语，而且让他来验证他所说的。
Don't even believe everything I say to you today, but bring it back against the word of God.
甚至不是只是相信今天你听到我所讲的，你自己到神的话里面找验证。
And ask the Lord to keep what is of Christ and what's not of him, let that drift away.
所以让神来保守那属于基督的那一份，让那些不属于他的随流而去。
So it's important that we spend time in His Word. It's important that we spend time cultivating that relationship.
所以如果我们花时间读他的话语，如果我们花时间来培养与他这样亲密的关系，是何等的重要。
Now it's a blessing to have fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
而且与其他弟兄姐妹有交通，是一个非常蒙福的事。
It's a blessing to have books and commentaries to read what others have said about the Lord or about His Word.
那如果我们有一些属灵的书，有一些参考的，是其他弟兄的在神里面的看见，我们这样来读来交通是很好的。
But it cannot be a substitute for personally communicating and having a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
但这个不能代替我们自己与神的交通，自己与神建立这个亲密的关系。
We must have that direct communication. We must ponder what he has shown us and what he is telling us.
我们必须与他有这个直接的交流，必须在那里来思想，在这件事上，他要对我说什么。
It's a journey through this life.
这个是在我们生命里面怎样来行走。
Now, interestingly, in our story,
那在这个故事里面还有很有意思的。
We have a boat full of people.
我们在船里面看到有满了人。
But only Peter has the boldness to speak and to respond.
但里面只有彼得，他大胆向主来讲话。
Now sometimes we criticize Peter and we say his personality is always getting him into trouble.
有的时候我们在这里来指责彼得，就说你看你这个人性子怎么总是这样。
But in this case, I think it's very interesting that he's the only one that said, Lord, call me to come forth.
但在这个故事里面很有意思，就是说彼得是那一个向主说，主啊，如果是你叫我到你那里去的人。
You know, to a certain extent, it was easy for the rest of the disciples to let Peter go first and see what happened.
或者说，这些门徒其实已经非常高兴，哎呀，就让彼得他先去吧，让他去了，我们才知道下面到底怎么样。
We don't have to answer the call. Let's see what happens to Peter first.
我们就不需要答应这个呼召，先让彼得去试一试。
Now, I believe the Lord was equally working in every one of those disciples' lives during this situation.
但我相信在这个情况里面，主是在门徒每一个人身上做同样的工作，同等重要的工作。
And his desire really was to call all of them to come forth.
因为主的心意是让这些门徒都到他那里去。
Now, it is wonderful that the Lord comes and he meets us exactly where we're at.
神何等的奇妙，因为主他是在我们所在的地方来遇见我们。
He seeks us out, and when we're trying to huddle in the middle of the boat and hide from the storm,
当我们在船里来躲避风暴的时候，是他先来找我们。
He comes and he meets us there.
是他来，他遇见我们。
In fact, he is the one that's carrying us through the storm.
而且是他把我们带离这个风暴。
But that's really just the foundation that he wants to build on and wants to take us further.
但这只是一个根基，他要在这个根基上面把我们带着继续往前。
There are times he wants us to step forward out of the boat into the world as vessels of light in this dark world.
有的时候他让我们从这个船里面出来进到世界里面在这个黑暗的世上成为光。
And when Peter stepped forth in faith, he walked on the water.
所以当彼得是在信心里面行走的时候他是在水面上行走。
This was really quite a miraculous thing.
这是何等一个奇迹。
Now Jesus was walking on the water.
耶稣是在水面上行走的。
And in fact, that was a very miraculous thing.
这已经是一个神迹了。
Again, he was in human form at the time.
那记得大家记得当时他是作为人的样式。
And he was doing something that just physically is not possible.
他做的事情在这个物质世界是不可能的。
But we might dismiss it and say, well, he's the Son of God.
有的时候我们就说哎呀这也没什么了因为他是神的儿子嘛。
Maybe it was some superhuman thing.
因为在他里面有超人的一些东西。
Or maybe that was the godly aspect of him.
他有他里面的神性可以做这个事。
Now I think he was in perfect human form, so it was the fact that he was in perfect union with the Father. It was nothing godly that he was doing, it was something because of the relationship he had with the Father.
但我相信他当时是完全的人的样式那是因着他完全与父亲合一他能做这件事并不是因为他里面有什么超人的事情。
But praise the Lord, he has Peter step forth and walk on the water.
那感谢神因为不光是他还有彼得可以在水面上行走。
And as he keeps his eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus, he does this miraculous thing.
所以当彼得他的眼目也注目在耶稣身上的时候他也能行这样的神迹。
It defies science, it defies the very laws of nature.
这完全违背自然律违背了这个物质世界违背了科学。
And it's a wonderful thing because it cannot be explained in human terms.
这是一个非常奇妙的事因为在人里面我们不可能解释。
It's not something that we can duplicate in our own efforts.
甚至我们不能靠着自己的努力来再做一次。
It just wasn't possible, but in doing this impossible, the Lord's able to display something of himself to Peter and to the other disciples.
所以这件不可能的事但当时这么发生之后主耶稣就借着这个向着门徒向着彼得来显示一些他们所要知道的
事。And as Peter keeps his eyes fixed on the Lord, it ministers something of Christ to all of the disciples.
所以当彼得他的眼目注视在耶稣身上的时候其实在他身上是对着门徒其他的门徒来把主服侍出去。
And it ultimately brings glory to the Lord.
因为这件事最终是把荣耀带给神。
Now we know this miraculous work was all of the Lord.
我们知道这件神迹完全是出于主。
Because as soon as Peter took his eyes off the Lord onto the circumstances, he sank.
因为当我们看到当彼得的眼目从主耶稣身上挪开之后他马上沉下去。
So when he was walking on the water,
当他在水面上走的时候
I still get this picture of waves crashing against his body.
我还是看到这样一个图画就是风暴持续地打在他身上。
The Bible doesn't say he was levitated halfway between heaven and the ocean.
因为圣经没有这样记载，彼得当时是浮在水面跟空中之间。
So you do get this picture that the wind was still beating on him, the waves were still beating on him.
所以我们可以看到，就是风还在吹，浪还在打。
The stormy sea was very rough.
这个风暴的水面还是这么的不平静。
And it reminds me, even as we walk through this world, the cross is working in our lives.
所以这就提醒我，当我们在这个世上行走的时候，十字架也在我们身上做工。
The cross actually is very lovingly working to knock off the right rough edges to kind of deliver us from the bondage of the flesh.
其实十字架做的是一个非常可爱的工作，让我们这些人的棱角可以被切掉，可以让我们做很多工作。
Purifying us, though, making us, giving us the ability to come into the presence of a holy God.
就是洁净我们，可以让我们来到圣洁神的同在里面。
Now, sometimes, though, we think of the cross and we start to think it's a very scary thing.
有的时候想到十字架，我们觉得是一个很可怕的事。
And I think the reason we think it's a scary thing is because we look at it from our flesh.
我想，我们觉得可怕，是因为我们从自己的这个肉体来看这件事。
We look at our circumstances, we look at our difficulties.
我们看到自己的困难，自己的环境。
And then actually we sink and it is much more painful.
确实如果是这样的话确实是很痛苦的一件事情。
Peter was in a situation where the Lord was working on him, but he was walking on the water.
当主耶稣在彼得身上来做的时候他就是在水面上行走的。
And then as he looked at himself, he sank and it was quite perilous then.
如果他看到自己的话他马上沉下去因为那是非常危险的事。
Sometimes we lose sight of the Lord when we look at things from the perspective of our flesh.
所以当我们失去在看见主耶稣的眼光的时候我们就会在自己里面就会沉下去。
And things become much more difficult than even the Lord desires them to be.
甚至这个事情要超过主耶稣所设计的更加的困难。
Now this can equally be true if we look at the blessings from the Lord.
这件事是同样真实如果我们看到主从主来的祝福的话。
We can get so focused on the blessings that we lose sight of the Lord Jesus, the blesser.
我们是这么样的注目在这个祝福里面所以就失去了看见主耶稣的这个眼光。
We get focused on, well, am I producing the right fruit? Am I showing love? Am I showing patience?
有的时候我们在想哎，我做的这个食物是不是够好是不是神可以借着它祝福。
How do I learn to display the fruit?
我怎么样把这个食物更好的可以拿出来。
And it's really the wrong focus.
这个是一个错的一个焦点。
We either become proud or deceived by the enemy.
甚至我们可以成为骄傲可以被仇敌欺骗。
We somehow think because we start revealing some fruit of the Spirit that it's something of ourselves.
有的时候我们觉得在我身上有一些圣灵的果子了然后在这里就开始彰显自己。
And something that the Lord intended to reveal His glory now, we have robbed Him of that glory.
其实神是要借着我们来启示来彰显他自己的荣耀但我们却在这里偷窃了他的荣耀。
Or we become very discouraged.
或者我们因着一些事变成非常的灰心。
We realize that our flesh can never display the glory of Jesus.
甚至我们自己觉得我这样的肉身怎么可能来彰显他的荣耀
In our fleshly efforts.
在我们这些属肉体的这些努力里面
So it's really not our efforts to be like Christ.
所以并不是我们要努力来像基督
But rather it's our surrender to the Lord that allows Him to use us for His purpose.
是因着我们顺服我们的主才可以让他照着他的心意来行动。
Peter, in this situation, when he turned his eyes off the Lord, when he sank, he had to cry out and ask the Lord for forgiveness.
当彼得在这个故事里面眼目挪开沉下去的时候，他要向主呼喊，求主来拯救。
Instead of seeing the Lord carrying him through the valley of the shadow of death, he gave in to the circumstances.
所以他在容许主带他出来从死荫的幽谷出来之前他自己在自己里面已经沉下去了。
But we praise the Lord when we make mistakes or when we turn our eyes off him we have the opportunity to repent and he comes and he does rescue us.
但是我们要赞美主当我们出错当我们把眼目离开之后他会来拯救我们。
He does restore that relationship.
他会恢复我们与他的关系。
Now there may be consequences.
没错后面会是有一些后果。
And the situation seems more difficult, more painful than it should be.
这些环境成为原来不必要的那样的困难，不必要那样的痛苦。
But the Lord is there, and the Lord uses it to gain His purpose.
但是主他还是在那里，他会用这样的情形来得着荣耀。
And He doesn't use the situation to rebuke Peter or to yell at Peter.
他并不是在这样的环境里面向着彼得来指责，来向着他来大声的说他不对。
But you really get the sense he uses it to instruct Peter.
但反而他是用着这个来建造彼得，来指示他。
Revealing to Peter his weakness, his doubt, his lack of faith.
来显示出彼得他里面的他里面的小信，他里面的软弱。
But he isn't there to make Peter be depressed.
但他并不是在那里让彼得非常的沮丧。
He doesn't tell you to say, Peter, you were wrong.
他并不是在那里说彼得你错了哈这一次。
I think he uses it to say, Peter, this is a weakness that I need to work.
他向彼得讲的是你看这样的软弱的地方我要来工作。
I need to work on and how meaningful or much more meaningful when he tells him later on that I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail.
所以何等的有意义在这件事之后他向彼得来讲这句话就说我为你祷告让你不至 失败。
What a background when he ultimately restores Peter after Peter denies him.
所以这也是一个背景。那我们在这之后可以看到，彼得三次不认主之后，主怎么样来恢复他。
The Lord often reveals our weakness to us so that we know how to pray and see, so that we also see the wonderful work he's doing.
所以神经常借着我们的软弱向我们启示，让我们来向他呼求，让我们容许他在我们身上来做工。
And then as we walk in obedience to his leading, his glory comes forth.
所以当我们顺服在他的指引下面的话，他的荣耀就要在我们身上彰显。
Now this is a learning process.
这是一个学习的过程。
So last weekend I was taking a walk with my youngest nephew.
上一周呢，我是与我最小的侄子在那里在街上走。
He's 4.5.
他是四岁半的一个孩子。
So we were going to go to the playground, and he was very excited to go to the playground.
所以我们就要到一个游乐场，他非常高兴要去游乐场。
And it was several blocks away. We were in a small town, so it was quite a distance we had to walk.
我们是在一个小镇里面，去到游乐场要走几个街区。
And while he had been in the area the day before, it was really not an area he was familiar with.
我们前几天已经在那里，但那个地方我们不熟悉。
And as we walked along, he became a little tired.
当我们这样走的时候，他开始疲惫了。
Now this was a tiredness that once he got to the playground was going to go away.
我们知道到了游乐场，他这个累会马上的飞走。
But he was tired. He thought the walk is kind of long.
但是因为这个路程太长，所以他在那里累了。
And sometimes as we walk with the Lord, even through this world, we think this is getting kind of long and difficult.
有的时候我们在这个世上行走的时候，在主面前也是这样，就对主说，这条路很长，而且很困难。
We seem to become a little weary and lose sight of the goal.
因着这个疲倦，我们也失去了这个目标跟眼光。
Or we become a little distracted.
或者我们被其他的事情打扰了。
But the Lord faithfully picks us up and continues to carry us.
但神却是非常信实的把我们抱起来，接着带我们走。
So I picked up my nephew and I put him on my shoulders.
所以我就把我的这个小侄子放在我的肩上，扛在我的肩上。
Now this brought a certain revival and a certain amount of joy, and he was ready to continue on the journey.
这个事就让他可以复兴起来，所以他又开始对一些事情又开始有兴趣了。
And as we walked, we enjoyed talking to one another.
然后当我们再这样走的时候，我们就开始非常享受我们彼此的交谈。
And as we walked, he no longer had to worry about the direction. He knew Uncle Steve knew the way to go.
在我们这样走的时候，他不再去忧虑该往哪个地方走，因为他知道 Steve 叔叔会带着他走。
So he got comfortable and he started kind of looking around.
然后他非常的舒适，就开始周围看。
There was a lot to see.
有很多东西可以看。
And so as we're going along, he turns my head. Look at that, Uncle Steve.
然后走的时候，他就突然间把我的头扭过来，说往这边看。
So as I stumbled a little bit and then regained my orientation.
所以有的时候我就差点要跌倒了，要保持我的平衡。
We go a few more steps. He goes, "Now look over here, Uncle Steve."
刚走了几步，他又把我的头这么转过来，说往这边看。
So he had no idea of the peril he was putting us in as we walked along the gravel path. But
所以他就完全不意识到这样做其实把我们两个人都摆在一个很危险的情况里面。
But I had this picture of exactly what we do with the Lord Jesus.
但我看到的就是这个图画讲到就是我们跟主耶稣是怎样的。
There are times the Lord does pick us up and carry us.
很多时候主是把我们扛在肩上带着我们走。
And then we begin to get distracted and say, Lord, look over here.
但是我们就被其他东西吸引，就是说主啊，往这边看。
Let's go over here and let's do this.
来往这边走，来做这件事。
Or Lord, bless my day, my plan.
或者说主啊，你祝福我的这一天，祝福我所定的计划。
We might even say, Lord, bless my ministry. Look at what I'm doing for you.
或者说主啊，祝福我的服事，你看我为你做了多少事。
And the Lord saying, what about the joy of my presence that I want to bring you into?
但主却问我们，那我与你同在的那个喜乐呢，在哪里？
What about my living word that I want to feed you with?
那我需要来喂养你，我那活的话语呢，在哪里？
We so quickly get distracted and then we begin to sink.
这么快我们就被打乱了方向。
Now over time we become big enough that we can walk alongside the Lord. We don't need to be carried anymore, right?
有的时候我们长大了，我们就不需要被主扛在肩上来行走了，是不是呢？
Now that I get older, it's no longer cool to be carried around.
当我长大了，我也不希望被人总扛在肩上了。
So we tell the Lord, let me just walk alongside you, Lord. I'll hold on to your hand for a while.
然后我们就对主说，这样吧，我就随着你走啊，你抓住我的手就好了。
And I think we've all been in a mall or a crowded setting, and we see a child, and at some point, it's no longer cool to hold his father's hand either, is it?
啊，那我们就看到在这个购物中心也好怎么样，很多孩子们跟着父母，他们甚至觉得拉着父母的手已经不是那么酷了。
So our independent nature, we pull our hand away and we just keep walking along.
因着我们这里面这个独立的天性，我们就把这个手甩掉，自己走自己的路。
Now we think we're walking with the Lord.
我们自己里面还觉得我是跟主在一起走。
And we begin to get distracted and look around.
但这个过程里面也被其他的东西吸引来看，走不同的方向。
Looking at all the sights and the things going on.
看到周围这些吸引人的这么多五光十色的东西。
Or we get busy with our work.
或者我们因着工作的繁忙。
Busy building our house.
或者因着我们忙着来建造自己的房屋。
Even busy in what we think is service, but are we really listening to the Lord and being led by His Spirit?
或者是在一些服事里面繁忙，甚至不来听他要向着我们所讲的话。
And then at some point, like that child, we look up and we realize we're walking alongside somebody, but it's not our Father anymore.
有的时候就像这些孩子们走着走着，他们发现还是跟一些大人在走，但这些大人都不是他们的父母了。
And I think we've all seen that sinking feeling and seen the child just go into terror, right?
然后我们就看到这些孩子突然间非常的恐惧，他们沉下去了，看到哦，原来是这样。
Because they realize they've been walking with someone other than their father.
因为他们发现他们跟着走的这个人不是他的父亲。
Now it may have been many things that distracted us.
可以有很多的事情来扰乱我们。
And good, it may be good things, it may be bad things.
可能是好的事物，可能是坏的事。
They equally distract us.
但他们同样的可以让我们被搅扰。
And we rob God again of His glory.
也同样的可以让我们来偷窃神的荣耀。
The Lord desires for us to keep His eyes fixed on Him.
神他的心意是让我们把眼目注目在他身上。
And then we don't have to worry about whether we're displaying fruit.
我们也不需要来自己来想怎么样结果子。
Fruit is never displayed for the benefit of the fruit.
这些果子能够结出来，能够让人看见，并不是为了果子自己的好处。
Fruit is displayed or is revealed for the benefit of others.
这个果子结出来是为着其他人的好处。
And so we want to turn our eyes off of ourselves and really turn them on to Jesus.
所以我们愿意把眼光从自己身上挪开来看耶稣。
As Peter kept his eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus, again, he did the miraculous.
就像彼得，如果他的眼目是在耶稣身上的话，他可以在一个神迹里面。
He did the miraculous while he didn't even realize he was doing the miraculous.
甚至他在这个奇迹里面都没发现自己是这么的神奇。
And then ultimately, even in his failing, he revealed Christ.
甚至在他的失败里面，其实也可以彰显基督。
So I'm going to venture one more picture here.
所以我现在再给大家一个图画。
And I do it with great fear and trepidation, especially looking at the crowd.
我在讲这件事情之前非常的恐惧，也非常的犹豫，因为看到有这么多的人在这里。
And sometimes when we tell a story, what gets remembered is the story instead of the application.
有的时候我们听到一个故事，最后记得的只是故事，而忘了后面的应用。
And that's the danger that I'm about to venture into.
这就是我要进入的一个危险。
But I think it is a good picture of what we keep our eyes fixed on and our attention to.
但是这个图画还是要讲，因为它来让我们看到怎样把眼目注把眼光注目在主耶稣身上。
So a number of years ago, I was at a wedding of a couple from Arabic descent.
有很多年前我参加一个有阿拉伯背景的年轻夫妻结婚的婚礼。
And the wedding actually would have been very familiar to anybody in here. It was really very influenced by even Western culture.
这个婚礼其实对大家来讲应该也很熟悉，因为他们用的是西式的婚礼。
But the wedding reception had some other cultural aspects to it.
但这个婚礼后面的宴会却有一些他们自己的文化。
And specifically, from where this couple was from, one of the things they use as part of celebrations is to have a belly dancer come and perform during the wedding reception.
那在这一对夫妻他们所在的那个文化背景里面，在这样庆贺的时候，他们要用一个肚皮舞 来庆贺。
And this was a professional belly dancer who was a good friend of the bride's.
那这个跳舞的人呢，是一个专业的肚皮舞的，然后他是新娘的朋友。
Now, fortunately, I was warned ahead of time because the bride told me of what would happen, and so I wasn't startled by the.
那很幸运的是，在这个发生之前呢，这个新娘已经跟我打了预防针，所以我知道这件事了，已经当时不会太惊奇。
And I'm not here to tell you whether it was good, bad, right or wrong.
我在这里不是跟你讲这件事是对错或者是怎么样。
For them, it was a cultural issue, and sometimes we have cultural things that influence us.
这是一个文化的事情，有的时候我们会看到一些周围文化的影响。
But what did happen, which was very, very interesting, so we had tables of 10.
但后面发生的事情非常有意思，就是我们有十桌的，在这个宴席里面有十个桌子。
And the tables were around a giant dance floor in the middle.
在中间有一个舞台，所以这些桌子是围绕着这个舞台。
And as the dancer came and she's out in the middle of the floor, you know, it's kind of at a distance from everybody.
当这个舞娘出来的时候，她是在这个舞台上，离我们也有一段的距离。
But very interestingly, I noticed one of the gentlemen at our table reached over and grabbed the hand of his wife.
那我就注意到，在我们桌子上一个绅士，他就伸手抓住他妻子的手。
It was almost an instinctive move.
那是一个非常自然的反应。
And as he did that, he held on to his wife's hand, even as he kind of watched things unfolding before him.
所以他就一边看在台上发生的事，一边手里面就抓紧他妻子的手。
Well, over time, the dancer started to move close to the tables and come up directly next to people.
然后慢慢的，这个舞娘就开始跟个人越来越近，就到每一个桌子面前。
And as she moved next to this guy, he very purposely turned and grabbed both hands of his wife.And looked right into her eyes.
所以当那个舞娘来到刚才提到的这个丈夫面前的时候，这个丈夫就故意的两只手抓住妻子，而且眼睛就转过来，一直盯着自己的妻子。
Now he didn't turn his back on the dancer. He wasn't rude. He didn't comment to anybody.
他并没有说故意的把背转向来，非常不礼貌的对着舞娘，或者说说一些自己的意见。
But even as she's there, kind of in his peripheral vision, he had one focus, which was on the eyes of his wife.
但是就算在这个舞娘就在他的眼光的这个范围之内的时候，他却两只眼睛只看自己的妻子。
And he didn't blink and he didn't move. He just stared.
他也不眨眼，他也不动，就是这么盯着他自己的妻子。
Don't know what was going through his mind, but clearly for him, this would be a distraction unless he kept his eyes fixed on what was of value in that relationship to his wife.
那我不知道他当时头脑里面想什么，但很显然的，当时他注目的就是他觉得最有价值的这个事情上面。
Now the other fascinating,
不被其他的所打搅。
The other fascinating thing is the rest of us all grabbed the hands of our wives.
那更有意思的就是说，所有我们这桌的其他的丈夫就都同时就开始抓自己妻子的手。
We followed suit instinctively.
然后我们也是本能的来跟随他做这件事情。
And the picture to me was this aspect of even this picture of being in the world and not of the world.
那这个图画告诉我的就是我们在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
We face many things in a day, in the workplace, in school,
在每天我们要面对很多工作、学习
，at an event，
或者一些其他的一些事物。
And we, as the world comes close and as it presses in, we need to understand the ways of the world.
所以当这个世界压迫过来的时候，我们需要了解。
But the question is our response as Christians the same as the world?
但是我们要问的是，作为基督徒，是不是我们也跟世人一样？来向他们来反应。
How come so often our reaction to things look exactly like the world?
为什么有的时候我们的反应跟世人的反应都是一样的呢？
Instead of when those things press in or when those things bombard us, do we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus?
当这些事情压迫过来，在这里疲劳地轰炸我们的时候，我们的眼目有没有注目在耶稣身上？
So how do we keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus?
那我们怎样来注目耶稣呢？
And I think I'll close with just really five simple practical things.
那我就很快的讲到有五个非常实际的事。
In light of what we saw in the story and what we've shared together.
就是在我们读到的这个故事的光中。
To keep our eyes fixed on the Lord really begins, number one, with relationship.
把我们的眼目注目在耶稣身上的第一件事，the first thing.
Relationship.
哦，就是与他的关系。
We have to spend time with the Lord Jesus in getting to know Him.
我们必须要花时间与主在一起，来建立这个关系。
And relationship takes communication.
因为这个关系需要我们之间有交流。
Talking to the Lord as well as listening to the Lord.
我们要与主交谈，也来听他所讲的。
And a relationship values the relationship above everything else.
这个关系要超乎其他的一切。
When we wake every morning, is our first thought, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day you've given me.
当我们每天早上起来的时候，有没有说感谢主，你给了我今天？
A day that you've made me to display the glory of you.
这一天是你所造的，是让我来彰显你自己的荣耀。
Do we ask the Lord to take captive every thought of our hearts?
有没有让主来抓住我们今天的每一个思想跟意念？
And do we roll over and kiss our spouse and thank the Lord for giving us the perfect helpmate?
有没有我们来亲吻自己的配偶，说这是神所赐给我，最完美的帮助我的人。
Number two, do we treasure the living word?
第二，我们有没有宝贵他的话语？
Do we wake up and do we feed upon that living word?
当我们起床之后，有没有用他的话语来喂养？
And do we ask the Lord this day to call us?To come to him.
有没有在今天来求主呼召我们到他那里去？
Draw me and we will run after thee, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你吸引我，我就快跑来跟随你。
Number three, do we take hold of the cleansing blood of the Lamb through repentance?
第三，我们有没有在悔改里面来抓紧他的宝血的功效？
As the Lord reveals to us our weaknesses or as we make mistakes,Do we quickly repent and get relationship restored?
当我们出错软弱的时候，有没有在他面前悔改，来恢复这个关系？
Do we take hold of those nail-pierced hands of our Lord Jesus Christ and look into His loving gaze?
我们有没有抓紧他那个钉痕的手，让他来带领我们？
His beauty will capture us and restore us when we look unto Him.
如果我们这样来仰望他的时候，他的美丽要来抓住我们，要来得着我们。
And then also, are we those of intercessory prayer?
那还有就是，我们是不是那代求的人？
As the Lord reveals His heart to us,
当神把他的心意向我们启示之后，
do we stand with Him in prayer, and do we stand in prayer for one another?
我们有没有与主在一起来代求，来彼此代求？
Are we like Moses standing in the gap praying for the people and saying, Lord, deliver them for your sake?
我们有没有像摩西那样堵在破口里面祷告，向着神祈求说，这是为着你自己的荣耀。
Lord Jesus, manifest yourself through these vessels.
主耶稣，求你借着这些软弱的器皿来彰显你自己。
And then finally, do we keep our eyes fixed on the Lord by forsaking not the assembling together of one another?
那第五就是我们有没有注目耶稣，不停止聚会。
When we come together even this week, do we see Christ in one another?
当我们这个礼拜这样来聚会的时候，彼此之间聚集，有没有看到主耶稣？
When we see Jesus, we do see our brothers and sisters the way the Lord sees.
如果我们看到主自己的话，就会从主的眼光来看到周围的弟兄姐妹们。
And then instead of judging their mistakes or criticizing their faults, we see that it's critical that we all come into the fullness of what the Lord's made us for.
所以我们就不会再来彼此论断、彼此指责，而是在他的光里面看到，我们要一起这样一起彼此建造在他面前。
When we are rightfully functioning as the body of Christ, then it is a beautiful fragrance and aroma of Christ.
当我们真的每个人都这样进功用的时候，这就是主耶稣他的馨香在我们中间。
So as we cling to Jesus, then we cling to one another in the boat.
所以当我们来抓紧主耶稣的时候，我们就彼此在船里面一同。来连接。
And that's absolutely critical in this darkest hour.
在这么一个黑暗的时代，这是非常非常重要的。
We need to be encouraging one another and pointing one another to Christ.
我们要彼此激励，来彼此来激励，来一直向着主的方向。
And then as the Lord meets us and as He calls us to step out in faith,
所以当主耶稣如果呼召我们迈出信心这一步的时候，
we need to step out and walk alongside one another.
我们需要这样来行走，而且是彼此在一起，一同行走。
And as we do that, and as we keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus,
当我们这样来注目主耶稣的时候,
then the multitude is fed.
那众人都要被喂饱。
The gospel is preached.
福音就会被传扬。
The fruit of the Spirit is manifested.
圣灵的果子就要被彰显。
And the result, even as we see in this story, is those in the boat worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
就在这个故事里面，它的结束就是在船上的人都拜他。
And as we continue to see that vision displayed in a fuller and fuller way,
愿意我们一直的看到这样的意象在我们中间更丰满的被彰显。
We hear the Father say, "This is my beloved Son." Hear him.
我们可以听到神讲，这是我的爱子。
And even in our human failings and in our stumbling, we still testify of the grace and the glory and the majesty of Christ.
就算在我们这个属人的软弱跟失败里面，我们也可以来见证主耶稣他自己的荣耀跟美丽。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do want to be those that hear your call.
主啊，我们愿意成为那些听到你呼召的人。
And Lord, we want to be those that answer your call.
而且我们愿意成为那答应你呼召的人。
Lord, we ask you would remove the veil.
我们求你除去那帕子。
You would remove the plank from our eyes.
除去我们眼睛里面的鳞片。
And keep our focus upon you, Lord Jesus Christ.
保守我们可以注目我们的主耶稣。
Lord, we do ask by your mercy, even as the world tries to press in or distract us.
我们也求你的怜悯，当这个世界在周围逼迫拥挤的时候。
Lord, we want to keep our eyes fixed upon you.
愿意我们的眼目还是注目在你身上。
Lord, we want to be those vessels that you have created us to be to display the glory of Jesus.
主啊，我们愿意成为那你创造我们所要成为的器皿，来彰显你自己的荣耀。
And that the result would be light in this dark world.
这结果一定是光照在这个世界里。
And that all would come to worship Jesus.
愿意所有的万人都来敬拜主耶稣。
Lord, do show us how to walk in the light of seeing you.
主啊，愿你继续来启示，怎样在异象的光中行走。
In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.